Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Hello, everybody. If you're a person that likes to save a little bit of money, this podcast might just be for you. Today, we're talking about current tax incentives available for anyone building or buying or updating their current home. Believe it or not, there's quite a bit of money out there that's available to you if you're updating your home. And I want to make sure that you guys are aware of all these things. So if you have the need or the desire to do this to your home, it's a great way to save some money along with it. The government's offering a lot of these incentives. I like to call this stuff government cheese. So if you want to get some government cheese, these are some programs that are available to you right now with you building or buying a new home. So first off, there is a 30% federal tax credit on solar energy. So if you're putting in a new solar system on your home, you can take advantage of this on the full amount of the solar system. They're heavily incentivizing this, of course, for more green energy. And, you know, when these systems are $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, even $30,000, that's a significant amount of savings on these systems. So it's definitely something for you to check out if you want to do that. And then locally, if there is a Focus on Energy program, they're also offering another $500 in rebates to you, up to $1,000 in certain areas. Now, that comes off the total before you get your federal tax credit. So don't think you can double dip here, because you can't. But that's a huge incentive there for you. Now, if solar is not quite your thing, but you also want to go energy efficient with your home, there is some other credits that are available to you. If you put in a brand new geothermal heating and cooling system, that is also eligible for a 30% tax credit. And this goes for several years now. I think it goes into the 2030s. So you've got plenty of time if you do want to put one of these in, if you're not quite ready to build yet this year or update your home. And again, the 30% is available on the full install cost of the home. And of course, there's various systems. So there's vertical and horizontal. So that cost could be different on each of those systems. But again, those are some pretty significant dollars there. And if you were to perhaps put in both these systems, you could potentially save yourself, a good $12,000 easy off both these systems if you were to do both of them. Granted, you're going to spend a lot of money on them as well, but they also do save on your energy costs, your gas bills, and things like that. So those are certainly some pretty good incentives out there. Now, if you're really all in on this electric and generating your own power, another big tax incentive that's out there is to put in a home battery storage system. Again, you need a solar system for this, but you can buy these lithium ion high powered batteries that you can store your energy. So if you're going to a down cycle at night where you don't want to draw power, you could draw it off your battery, or you can always fill these batteries up and then sell the energy off. And those kind of things. And those also have that 30% tax credit. So if you can imagine, especially if you want to live off the grid, putting in a solar panel, putting in the battery system, you can store your own energy and have backup energy available to you in the case of an outage. That is definitely something of interest, I'm sure, to a lot of people. But I will tell you that the battery storage systems are still very, very expensive for new homes. And it's really a kind of a higher end luxury item at this point for people. But as the technology improves, I'm sure the cost of that will go down slightly and make that more viable for a lot of people. Now, if you're really not looking to put a $20,000 additional system into your home, there are some other incentives that are out there for you. For example, if you decide to take your gas stove and turn it in for an electric stove, there's an $840 tax rebate for you if you go with an electric stove. Now, that's enough to cover the cost of a basic electric stove. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you just to go out and buy one to get your $840 credit. You do have to replace your gas stove. If you're planning on doing that anyway, you definitely want to take advantage of that. If you like your stove, I say keep your stove. But There's certainly a decent chunk of money there to help you get rid of that if you so choose. Now, if you want a little more flexibility in your savings, there are some other things that are out there. For example, another credit that's available is a $1,200 home improvement credit. And this covers all sorts of different things. So if you just want to make your home more efficient or update your home, you can use this credit and it will save you money on the cost of new windows, the cost of new doors, skylights, insulation, heat pumps, anything that's going to help you regulate your home. Now, you may have to do an audit in order to get this. And some of these have per item limits, so you can't double dip and say, well, I put in new windows and I put in a new water heater, give me $1,200 times two. You're maxed out at $1,200 per year. The heat pumps do go to $2,000 per year, so it's a little higher, more expensive component. But if you want some flexibility on what you're going to put in, that is definitely another option for you. Now, if you just want to tighten up and make your home more energy efficient, you can also do some other items that have some incentives available to you as well. For example, you can air seal your home. Now, you may require an energy audit for this, so you could get a government credit back, but the cost sometimes to get the certification is almost as much or will eat a lot of that money you get back from the government. So just be careful of that and work with your contractor to make sure you know what you're getting and whether it's really worth your while or not to do this. But if you air seal your home and get that certified, it's a $675 incentive. If you put new insulation in your attic, again, that's a $525 government incentive. If you upgrade your wall insulation, that's a $450 incentive. And if you decide to do new thermostats, you can also get money back off your thermostats as well. Now, keep in mind with these, you have to send this in within 60 days of your purchase to be eligible. So you got to be on top of it if you are going to go for that. And again, they do cap these off at $1,200 per year for these smaller items, not the solar, geothermal, and battery ones, but the home improvement credits. The other thing is there is some credits available if you choose to build a new home and you certify it. Again, that's maxed out at the $1,200. And so you have to be careful because sometimes the certification cost on a new home is over $1,000 to $1,200 right there. So a lot of people kind of go, it's not really worth it for me. I get this money back, but I got to pay it to have somebody certify my home. A lot of people just choose not to certify. If you want that report, you want that data, you think it's going to be valuable when you sell your home in the future, that is certainly something for you to consider. But as you can see, there's a lot of money out there. If you're willing to take advantage of it, if you want to invest in energy efficient homes, this is certainly the next couple years, the time for you to do that.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.